After being hit with Makat Barad, Paro finally concedes to allow the Jewish people to leave Egypt. And now he begins a negotiation with Moshe about who will go. Pasuk Chet, he brings them back, Moshe and Aaron, and he says to them, L'chu ivdu et Hashem Elokeichem, mi v'mi aholchim. Go, serve your God. Who's going to go? V'yomer Moshe, v'narenu v'zkanenu nelech, bivnanenu uvivnotenu, bitzonenu uvivkarenu nelech, ki chag Hashem lanu. Moshe basically answers and says, everyone. Paro responds in Pasuk Yud and says, Yehi chen Hashem imachem, kasher ashalach etchem, ve'et tabchem, re'u ki ra neged pnechem, lochen, lechuna hagvarim ve'evdu et Hashem, ki ota atem mevakshim, ve'evagaresh ota me'et pnei Paro. Paro is surprised. He's suspicious of Moshe Rabbeinu, what his intentions are, that everyone needs to go. He says, if you want to go serve your God, the men should go and do the service of what needs to be served. Why does everyone need to go? Going back to Moshe's words, we can appreciate something about what Jewish celebration and experience is. It's the young and the old, binarenu viskenenu. It's the children and the daughters, the boys and girls, bivanenu uvivnotenu. Jewish people celebrate as a people. The old, the young, all ages. First of all, for us as a family, we experience together. And number two, the way we ensure continuity is by beginning from the youngest of ages to give our children a sense of what Avodat Hashem is and is meant to be. The Gemara tells us about the mother of Rebbe Elazar, who used to take him to the Beis Medrash in his baby carriage so he could already begin absorbing Torah and absorbing Jewish experience. This statement of Moshe is the first place where he expresses what we are as a people, what we are as Ovdei Hashem. Binarenu uvizkenenu, bivanenu uvivnotenu. That's how we went then. That's what Moshe stood on in his negotiating position then, and that's the way we've continued to go since then, and how Emir Tashem will continue going in the future.